At 3HL1045 on Twitter, you can get this guy, at Todd Furman. He's in Vegas. And, Todd, I noticed that you had some 3HL crew members in town.
That I did. You guys come out in droves out to Caesar's Palace throughout the year, so it's always good to meet some of the faithful listeners. Although now I should feel in the presence of greatness working with you guys, considering you're about to be reality TV show superstars.
Yeah, keep that in mind when we negotiate your next deal. Todd, obviously, Preds go up 3-1. That certainly increases their percentages in terms of winning the series, I would imagine.
Definitely. Nashville now a -$8 favorite, meaning if you were going to bet Nashville to win this round, you'd have to put up $8 just to win back a measly one against the Wings. Pretty impressive set of two games when you talk about going into Detroit, a place where they hadn't won during the regular season, and gaining a stranglehold in the series. They'd be best served, though, to close it out in Game 5 at Bridgestone, a game where Nashville opens as a -125 favorite with an over-under posted at 5.
Yeah, because you don't want to lose that game. Go back to Detroit, drop that one, and then, you know, have the weight of the world on your shoulders at home for a Game 7.
No, definitely not, especially given the fact that a lot of these Predator players are in this role for the first time. So when you have an opportunity to slam the door, best served to get it done and move on to bigger pursuits and focus on a potential second-round opponent.
Todd, how long till you guys will have lines out for opening games in college and the NFL? Because I see some of the online places have college now, the NFL schedule now officially out. In particular, maybe you can give us an idea what the line might be. Titans open with the Patriots. Massive game here for the Titans, obviously, because the first six are brutal. What kind of line do you expect to see in the neighborhood of for that game?
A lot of the offshores will be a little more aggressive than what you'll see here in town. College football lines, some of the books will come up with what they call game of the year lines during the summer months, highlighting some of the marquee matchups that we'll see, not necessarily all the week one games. Now, as far as the NFL, my power numbers for that Tennessee-Patriot game look like the Patriots will probably be between a 4.5 to 6 point favorite on the road when they come down to see you guys in Nashville. Always interesting to see the buzz, especially that the NFL can turn a schedule release into a 3-hour major event.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I was going to ask you about is NFL has got everybody crazy here. Have you got any over-unders yet for the individual teams? If not, when will those be out for people who might want to bet on the action either way?
We don't actually have those up. We'll tend to look towards the middle of July before we'll get all those things up. Still a lot of things have to be sorted out when you talk about the draft and still some player movement. You get a much better indication of where these teams are going to be at during the summer months. But when you talk about the schedules, that's the first key component for us to try and figure out an accurate assessment of win totals, not only based on the opponents, but when they're playing certain teams, which games will be in prime time, and how those 3 or 4 week stretches look when you play two division opponents, you go on the road for a cupcake, and you come home to maybe play a marquee opponent on national TV.
All right, Furman with us from Vegas Caesars Entertainment. Sorry, boy.
All right, Todd. I always like to ask if something about these prop bets, but it's more concerning with the Madden game. And who do you think will be on the cover? And there's been rumors that Megatron and Cam Newton and some other guys. I'm just wondering, have you guys made any prediction? And if will it hold true that that guy will get hurt?
We've talked to some of the people offshore. I have some close friends that work at books that have a little more flexibility to hang some of those numbers. I think the most interesting development that came up was Aaron Rodgers pushing all of the Green Bay fans not to vote for him to try and avoid that cover jinx. I really believe that on the big push that Calvin Johnson has made, I think he would be a logical heir apparent. I know he was on a little bit of his publicity tour yesterday throughout the worldwide leader trying to push for his inclusion. For a pretty big honor, so to speak. But I'm not sure if I believe in jinx so much with the Madden jinx as I do in the SI cover jinx, as Jeremy Lin can definitely attest to as well.
And I think it was Clay's buddy, what is that, Joe Lunardi. He came out with his, 64 teams going to make the tournament. I'm wondering, do you even have the Final Four yet in national champion for next season?
So we've been a little bit slower in terms of putting up some of our 2013 NCAA championship odds. From all intensive looks of things right now, it looks like Indiana will probably open right around a 6-1 favorite along with Kentucky. Probably the two leaders in the clubhouse when you talk about the incoming class down there in Lexington along with all the starters that will return to Bloomington. But trying to forecast that this time of year, so much can change in college basketball with the late signees. it's a lot different than making sure you get the college football odds up even before the previous year's national championship is played.
All right. And lastly for me is I'm wondering, you have to have this. Who will be starting opening day for the New York Jets, Sanchez or Tebow?
Oh, we don't have an actual prop on that, but if I was setting odds, I'd have to make Mark Sanchez as heavy as a minus $5 favorite. As long as he didn't get himself into big trouble during the offseason or with any off-the-field incidents, I can't imagine Gangrene will go into the start of the 2012 season with Tim Tebow as the starter, but I fully expect that he'll get plenty of touches for their opening game, where they look to be probably about a 5-point favorite against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, September 9th.
Yeah, because their schedule is ridiculously tough on the front end. I mean, it almost seems like it's set up for Mark Sanchez to get beat out and for Tim Tebow to become quarterback.
I don't know if they'll be good for the Titans or not.
Plenty of obstacles. I mean, when you talk about the week one matchup, I think the line that'll give us the most difficulty setting now, if we were to hang a number, probably that Redskins-Saints game. From a pure power number standpoint, the Saints look to be about a 7-point favorite. But it's anyone's guess how that defense will still be impacted by the suspensions that are still looming, along with the coaching unrest. I think this New Orleans Saints team will be a team to keep an eye on early in the year as a possible team to bet against throughout the first couple weeks.
All right. Well, I'm going to jump to college here real quick. I don't know if we asked this before or if I asked this. You know, did it affect the Arkansas Razorbacks on losing their coach, Petrino, naturally, and then having a new coach in their wins and losses, and then what are predictions out there or talk about some of the coaches that they will hire or who you think they will hire?
It won't affect their overall national championship prospects. The Arkansas Razorbacks right now listed at 10-1, so we won't adjust them up until we see that people are real reluctant to come and invest the Hogs to win college football's biggest prize. So say, for example, we were to go the next 3 weeks, nobody were to come in and bet Arkansas because they worry about where the team's going to be without Coach Petrino, then we'd gradually inch them up. But it will impact their win total. I think you'll see an adjustment probably of anywhere from a half game to a full game come off of that total. And then the other teams that will benefit from it, their odds to win the SEC West. I think now LSU and Alabama clearly distinguish themselves as a class where a lot of people, myself included, really believe this could have been a year that Arkansas rose to the top on the strength of that dynamic offense.
Todd, back to hockey for a second. Last week you said, I think you said, Preds 8-1 for Stanley Cup title.
Yeah, 8-1, 8-1 to win the Cup.
Has that changed, or do you wait until after a series is over?
The number ticks down a little bit. We have them down to 7-1 with a 3-1 lead. But until they actually punch their ticket to go through in a series that can easily swing the other way, you know, with just one game, we won't adjust them down too much. The two biggest changes we've made have been to the Philadelphia Flyers, who seem to be on the brink of advancing in the East, and the LA Kings and their dominating performance. You talk about an 8 seed who's gone out there and really jumped out to a 3-game lead over a number 1 seed. You know, we've dropped the Kings from as high as 17-18-1 all the way down to 6-1 or 7-1, depending on who they'll meet up with in the next round.
What about the Flyers? You mentioned that.
Flyers were 10-1 entering the playoffs. We have them down to 9-2. But if Florida can sneak by New Jersey and the Flyers will run into the Rangers, I have full expectations that we'll actually take the Flyers up based on the strength of their next opponent.
Interesting stuff, Todd. Appreciate you, man.
Always a good time, guys. Can't wait to see the TV debut later this evening.
Yep, GAC, 9 o'clock Central Time. So make sure you're around for that. At Todd Furman on Twitter, and he will respond to you. 737-1045, 866-492-ZONE.